Good evening, everybody. It's Michelle out here in Utah, and I'm happy to say that Ed and I survived probably our only bridal show that we're likely to go to. I had to somehow come across this bridal show that was today, and I thought it would be a good idea to go because I was kind of slightly interested in seeing what a bridal show was like, and I thought that maybe we would get a couple of ideas. Well, in theory, that was a good idea, but in actuality, it didn't work out quite the same way. And there's a couple reasons for that. First of all, we're not actually getting married in Utah, we're getting married in Pennsylvania. So any vendor that we would see at this bridal fair would not actually be able to do anything with our wedding because it's simply too far. It's 2,000 miles away. You can't do anything with that. Second of all, in the time that we've gotten engaged, we've been rather ridiculously organized and taking care a lot of the things that we need to take care of for our wedding. So we've booked the church, which is the first thing we took care of. We booked the church, and so we're getting married in mid-May. We also finally got a reception site. There was the reception site takes care of its own catering, so we don't have to worry about catering. We've ordered my wedding gown. We've taken care of the bridesmaids' dresses. We've taken care of the groom and the groomsmen's tuxes. We've ordered our rings from Amazon, and we got those a couple weeks ago. We have our photographer, we have our DJ. We're still working out flowers. Now we have two vendors that we've been looking at that just recently, within the past couple of days, sent us their estimates. So we have to kind of compare those, and we have to ask them both a couple more questions. We're still looking for a vendor that can provide a wedding cake. We had gone to one in the area that we're getting married last week, and their wedding cake really just wasn't to our liking. So we have to keep going. So we have, all the stuff taken care of, and we still have about 8 months for the wedding. So everything's gonna turn out fine. We just took care of the transportation today, so that was another thing we can kind of cross off our lists. So we still have 8 months to go. So we're doing really, really well and really not following the wedding timelines that we've been coming across, all of which seem to want a 12-month or longer engagement, which is, in my mind, a little ridiculous, but okay, so whatever. Anyway, it was a very interesting bridal show. Just rows and rows and rows of vendors and everything you could possibly want, the cake and catering and reception sites, and all the reception sites are always beautiful because, of course, they're all beautiful, and really, no matter which one you choose, you can't possibly go wrong with. They're all gorgeous. They had DJs and entertainment, and they had a couple bridal shows. And I said to Ed that I really, I wanted to sit through one bridal show to see what it was like, and it was very interesting. There were four tuxes, four models that came out in a different tux, and they had a bunch of different brides come out in different gowns. And of course, each gown was elegant and sophisticated, and this just made me laugh a little bit because I really am not either elegant or sophisticated myself. So, and the gowns were all lovely. They weren't especially to my taste, but they were lovely, each in their own way. One of the things I did notice was that ruffles seem to be very popular this season, and I don't know why. I think they're pretty ugly myself. I do not like ruffles on clothing, but that's just my opinion. The only thing that was kind of a little irritating was, we were sitting in this bridal show, and directly before and after the models had come out to model the wedding gowns and the tuxes, there was an MC there who kept trying to get the crowd to kind of scream a lot, and there were actually quite a lot of brides who did the screaming bride thing, which is really just not me at all. So Ed and I left, to kind of escape all the bridal screaming. Of course, there were a lot of giveaways also. There was one grand prize to your dream honeymoon in Mexico, which I'm sure is lovely, actually. Going to Mexico, I would love to go to Mexico. That would be great. But in order to do that, you had to have each vendor sign off on a piece of paper that they give you. They give you a big chart when you walk in, and after you've registered, they give you this chart that has all the vendors kind of listed on the back, and you have to get them to sign off, and then you have to go take that list back to the desk when you came in, and then you can enter the drawing. And you had to be present at 4:30 p.m. when they did the drawing. Well, Ed and I got there at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon today, and we decided we were not interested in sticking around for 3.5 hours and visiting each vendor to get it signed off to win, you know, to win a honeymoon. We actually weren't there that long. I think we were only there maybe an hour, hour and a half, maybe. I mean, the bridal show itself took maybe half an hour or 45 minutes. But other than that, I mean, you know, we looked at invitations since we haven't chosen an invitation yet. We have a vendor we think we're going to go with, but we're still looking out to see what's out there and possible. But other than that, the only other thing we noticed really was that the wedding rings that seem to be in style these days are titanium and black zirconium. There was a lot of different alternative metals. Now, gold is very expensive, and I, for one, would not be willing to spend several thousand dollars on a wedding ring. Ed and I found some very, very nice white gold wedding rings on Amazon, and I think for the both of them, they cost substantially less, you know, maybe $1,000 for the two of them. And they match, and they're just really, really beautiful, and they're exactly what we want. But the wedding rings we saw were just really, to our minds, just not attractive. You know, they were being trendy, and Ed and I are not especially trendy people. So we picked up a lot of business cards and pamphlets, and we got some magazines and kind of bridal guides. We got some free jewelry cleaner from one of the jewelers. And the most interesting piece of swag that we got actually was a roll of toilet paper from, there's a site called StrongerMarriage.com. Or it's possibly .org, but Stronger Marriage, and trying to, you know, help people build stronger marriages, which is an absolutely wonderful idea. But on the front of this toilet paper roll was basically, there are two pictures. There was a picture of the toilet paper being rolled two different ways, and it was, you know, what's the right way to, you know, to attach the toilet roll paper to, you know, to the little toilet bowl thing. So that's supposed to be a discussion starter. So we kind of laughed a little bit about that. It was an interesting piece of swag. So that was my bridal fair experience. It was an absolutely gorgeous day to go today, actually. It was very nice and warm and cool, maybe 70-ish degrees or so, 75 degrees. So just absolutely gorgeous weather. And I hope you're all having a good weekend. Bye-bye.